Today, as you get your Bibles, turn with me to Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 13. I'm just going to read this one little scripture. I've got about seven other scriptures that I can read, or eight. But I just want to let you know tonight, church, that we can do more than what we do. We have the power.
Yes, we do. Amen.
We have great power in Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But tonight, in verse chapter 5 of Philippians, the 13th verse, it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
Amen.
I can. Didn't say I can't. Didn't say I might be able to. It says I can do all things.
Yes.
Amen. We got to get that word in our vocabulary. I can do it.
Yep.
Instead of I can't.
Amen.
I hate that word, I can't.
Makes
but
sense.
We can do what we need to do in Jesus. Amen. We can raise the dead. We can see the blind healed. We can see lame people healed. We can see all manner of miracles if only we believe just with a grain of mustard seed.
Yeah.
We can see things happening. We can see legs being strengthened and lengthened. We can see backs being healed.
Yes.
We can see all kinds of manner of miracles. All we got to do is have that mustard seed of faith that says, amen, that we can. And Paul wrote here and said that we can. That he can do all things. Amen. And are we greater than Paul?
No.
We're just the same as Paul. We're the same as Peter. Amen. He went around, amen, and even his shadow, they weren't over his shadow, just to touch them. With his shadow, they knew they'd be healed. I want to have that power and that faith.
Yes, amen.
I want that kind of faith. I want that kind of power. I don't know about you, but that's what I want.
Yes,
I want to see mighty miracles, mighty things happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all we have to do is just believe. Amen?
Amen, yes.
John 14. Turn with me to John 14 for just a moment. John chapter 14, St. John. I'm going to kind of take a little bit of time tonight. John chapter 14, verse 14, he said, if ye ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jesus talking to his disciples.
Yes.
He said, if you ask anything in his name, that he would do it.
Amen.
Verse 18 says, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. He said he would send a comforter to us.
Amen.
That we could have the same power that he had. Same power that Paul had. The same power Peter had and John and James and all the disciples.
Yes.
Amen. Miracles didn't go out with the disciples. They're still with us. They're still with us. All we got to do is believe in him. All we got to do is have faith. Say, hey God, you say whatever I ask in your name, you do it. Amen. And believe what we ask.
Amen.
You know, we have not because we ask not.
Yeah.
And then we've got to have the things that we ask for. Jesus said that right here, amen. He said, if you ask anything in my name,
mm-hmm.
I'll do it.
Amen.
We've got to learn to believe in what the Word of God says.
Amen.
Take it from the first word of Genesis to the last word of Revelation and everything in between. We've got to learn to believe what God has said.
Yes.
And what He believes.
Amen.
That we can do. You know, God believes in us. How many realize God believes in us?
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. He believes in us to the point He said that we can do all things.
Yes, amen.
And that's what He wants us to do, is to perform the things that He said we could.
Yes.
And that's what I want to do. Church, I want that love and that power to do what I have to do for Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm not up here just to tickle somebody's ears.
Amen.
But I want to let you know we can do these things.
Yes, amen.
Acts 3:1-7, it talks about the lame man that John and Peter were going up into the temple to pray, and they seen a lame man, and they reached down and they took him by the hand because he was asking alms. They took him by the hand and said, "Brother," said, "gold and silver we don't have, but such as we have, give I thee." And they pulled him up. They pulled him up.
Yeah.
Amen. And he began to walk. He began to talk. He began to preach the gospel.
Yeah.
He began to walk and run and cry and holler. Amen. God done a miracle. He done a miracle through two disciples.
Amen.
There was a time, amen, even when Jesus walked the face of the earth, amen, they were trying to cast out a demon, and amen, and he said that those things only come out by fasting and praying.
Yep.
But here's the thing, amen, they still come out.
Yeah, they do.
They still come out.
Yes.
We got to do our part, people. We got to learn to fast. We got to learn to pray. But
yeah,
we got to learn to do what God said we can do.
Go ahead. Amen.
We got to do what God said we can do.
Yeah.
He said if we ask anything in His name, He would do it.
Mm.
Well, how come we can't cast out a devil? A simple little devil.
Come on.
Because we don't have the faith. We don't have the love for the people anymore.
Amen. Preach it, brother.
We don't have the love for the people anymore like we used to.
Uh-huh.
So many people want to do it for show.
Mm.
But that's not the way God wants it. He wants it done for real.
Yeah.
He wants it done by people who only does it for love.
That's right.
Amen. You better say that, brother.
He wants you to do it for love.
Yeah.
Not love of money, but the love of people. The love of Jesus. How many want to see people going into heaven? Church, I do. I want to see people in heaven.
Yes.
I want to see many souls in heaven. Some that I've won. I want to see them.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Rabbi Shatana.
Yes, God. Matthew 18:18. Turn with me there for a minute.
Matthew 18:18.
Uh-huh. Turn with me there. I want to talk to you for just a second from there. The Bible teaches me. Hallelujah. Amen. This verse of scripture, it says, "Verily I say unto you,
mm-hmm.
whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven,
mm-hmm.
and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven."
Amen.
Church, we got a right, perfect right, to bind every sickness, every disease,
yeah,
every demon from the pit of hell. We've got authority and a right to bind them and to cast them out.
Amen.
We've got that right. That's our God-given right.
Yes, it is.
He said He gave Peter, He said, "I gave you the keys of death, hell, and the grave."
Amen.
He gave us the keys of life. brother, and we got to use these things. This is God's key to us, His gift to us, the Word of God. How come we can't believe what it says? Church, we just need to believe in it. Amen. Believe in what it says. Instead of saying, oh, it can't be done. The miracles are not here no more. Church, the miracles are here. I'm seeing them every day.
Yeah.
We're seeing them every day. Brother H.R. and I have seen many of them in the last few months. They're real people. God is real. If my God was real then, He's real today. He's just as real today as He was then. Hello?
Amen. Hello.
He's just as live today as He was then.
Yes, He is.
And He said, where two or more or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. He said, where two or three are gathered together in the name of Jesus, He would be there. And I'm going to tell you tonight, church, we've got to realize, amen, it only takes two people to form a church.
Amen. It
takes two people to form a ministry. And I'm going to tell you something tonight, church, if two people will agree together or agree on any one thing, the Bible says it would be done.
Amen.
That it will be done. Not just partially done. My God don't do things halfway.
Come on, brother.
My God does everything perfectly and in order. He does it perfectly and in order. He'll do a good job. He don't do a halfway job. But He'll do the full job. Complete healing.
Yes. Amen.
Church, I had knee surgery here about 3 weeks ago. And they said, go home and rest that thing. Honey, I've been up on it ever since.
Amen.
God began to heal that knee immediately.
Amen. Yes, God.
And I've not had no trouble out of it. I've not had a bit of trouble. I'm not giving a doctor no credit for it. Honey, I'm giving my Jesus the credit for it.
Amen.
Because He's the one that used that doctor to heal my knee.
Amen.
To touch that knee. And I didn't have to go home and prop it up and rest it any. Amen. God gave me a healing immediately as soon as I come out of that hospital room.
Yes, amen.
Church, that's not the only healing I've had. Church, I've been healed of PTSD. I've been healed of depression, severe depression, two different types of it. I've been healed, church. I'm not speaking just because I'm to hear that BB rattle in my head, but church, I'm speaking because God healed me. He chose to heal me.
Yes.
He loves me. He loves me enough to heal me. He loves me enough to pray for you. He loves you enough to heal you.
Yes, amen.
There is love, people.
Yep.
My Jesus is a loving God.
Yes, He is. Amen.
How many can say amen to that?
Amen.
He's a loving God.
Amen.
And He just wants the best for His people.
Yes, it does. Amen.
Church, there's more to salvation than just asking God to forgive you of your sins and accepting that and going, being baptized and going on. There's more to that than just that. There's more to salvation, people. There's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
There is baptism of the Holy Ghost. There is a gift of the Holy Ghost. There's gifts of Jesus and gifts of God. Church, we got three sets of gifts in the Bible that we can use that are at our disposal.
Amen.
There's much more knowledge in the Word than just getting saved and that's the end of it. That's all you need. Church, the Bible says righteous scarcely make it into heaven. Woe will the sinner and ungodly appear.
Amen.
I don't want my name wrote out in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Church, I want to grow.
Amen.
I want to learn. want to be blessed.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I want to be blessed, people. Amen. I want Jesus to do things for me. For to help other people. He said, freely you've received, now freely give. Freely you've received, now freely give.
Amen.
He didn't tell us to be stingy with it. So many times we want to be like the three people who got talents. One got seven talents, one got five, and one got one. No, it's 5, 3, and 1, wasn't it? 5 talents, and then one got 3, and then one got 1. The one with 5 talents multiplied his. The one with 3 talents multiplied his. The one with 1 talent sat on it. Church, how many talents do you have? How many gifts do you have? Are you going to sit on those gifts and not see what that do what God called you to do? Yeah. Church, we got to do it, people.
Amen.
No wonder the doctors are so rich.
Come on, Brother Robin, you better say that.
No wonder the doctors are rich. Because we are not doing what we said we'd do. We're not praying for the sick. We're not praying for those that are in the jails. We're not praying for those, amen, that are shut in and can't get out. Church, what's going on? What's wrong? The church has lost its love. It's time for the church to pick that love back up. It's time, church, that the church begin to love one more time.
That's right.
The government's took over the church's job. The church's job was to help those that are widowed and disabled.
Yeah, amen.
That's the church's job, not the government's job.
You're right.
But the government's had to do it, because nobody else will. Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
But it says, I say unto you that on earth, if two of you shall agree as touching any one thing, that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying, people?
Yes.
Jesus wants to do a work for you.
Amen.
And for me.
Yes.
He wants us to do something for Him. He don't want us to just get saved and sit down. Amen. He wants us to get up and do something.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Yes.
Love one another. And to help one another.
Yes.
To love. And whatever we bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose in heaven shall be loose on earth.
Amen.
So many people are so quick to lose things. But church, it's time we bind up sin and cast it out.
Go ahead. Amen, brother.
It's time we begin to bind up the sin in our lives and cast it out. It's time we begin to bind up sin in other people's lives and cast it out.
Yes. Amen.
You hear what I'm saying, people?
Say it, brother.
We've got to do something. Brother. Lazarus, when he was raised from the dead, Jesus said, sickness is not unto death.
Amen.
Then he said, he told his disciples that Lazarus was dead. Mm. He's sleeping. He went and he raised up Lazarus from the dead. All he did was speak the word. How many there spoke the word and it come to pass? God said we can do it. Hello?
Amen.
God said we can do it. We can help those by just speaking a word. But I've seen people being healed by just speaking a word. There's people being saved by just speaking a word.
Amen.
Hello?
People being delivered by just speaking a word.
Just speaking a word. Jesus cast the demons out of the man. And when he did, he just spoke the word. He didn't wrestle him around. He just spoke the word.
Say that, brother.
He spoke the word. He didn't have to rattle him around.
That's good.
Where's our faith at? Where is our faith?
Amen.
Amen. Where is our faith at anymore? My goodness. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you something today, church. It's time that a people begin to really look at the Word of God and begin to study it and learn what God wants. What is God's perfect holy will? That souls be saved.
Amen.
That souls be saved. Not just saved and that's the end of it. He wants the people to learn. He wants the people to grow. To learn of His Word. To learn of His love. How can we learn that love if we not read and study and pray and have a true relationship with God? We got to learn to have a true relationship with the Lord. It's not hard to have a relationship with Jesus. All you got to do is pray a little. And read a little.
Praise God.
Hello.
Hello. Amen. Yes.
It's simple, people. Living a Christian life is more simple than living for the devil.
Yeah, it is.
Wait a minute here. How can that be?
Come on.
Listen to me. When you're living for the devil, you got to do so many things, and you listen to your father, the devil.
That's right. Come on.
But when you listen to Jesus, He won't tell you nothing bad to do.
Mm-hmm.
You won't get DUIs with Jesus. You're not going to end up in prison with Jesus. You're not going to end up in trouble with Jesus. The devil will add sorrows to your blessings.
Come on now.
But Jesus won't. He never has, and He never will add sorrow to your blessings.
Amen.
Church, I hope you got a little something out of that. I know it wasn't exactly the shouting message I ever preached, but
that's a good word.
It was what God gave me, people.
Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to say thank you for allowing me to hear tonight, and God bless each and every one.